Now it's time for Your Career with Mike Palumbo. If you'd like to talk to Mike about your career situation, call 323-580-5738. Now, here's your host, Mike Palumbo.
Flexibility is the key to a successful job search. Being flexible in your job search might seem obvious, but you'd be surprised how many people are not flexible on anything. If you're having difficulties in your job search, step back and look at what you're doing. Are you being too restrictive? Are you being unrealistic? Are you flexible on the type of company, position, location? Are you flexible on the money?
No.
No. If you are not flexible, you should be. You need to start to be more flexible if you want success. And that's why we're talking about this tonight. I can't tell you how many times I speak to candidates that aren't flexible enough in their job search. I hear the excuses every day, on a daily basis. Oh, they want a good position with a good company, but they're not willing to do what it takes to get it. And that's my point. That's my point. Listen, it's not like it used to be, where you can live in one particular area and work in the same industry until you retire. Times are changing fast. They're changing fast. You have to go where the work is. And when you're where you are most marketable and when you get the most out of your background and your experience. You only live once, so go for it. You have to go for it. I remember many times I have lived all over the place. And the reason why I did was just for this fact. I had to be flexible. I was going into a specific industry, and there were specific areas of the United States where that industry was thriving. So I had to go where the work was in that case, where the industry was, where the industry is. Now, you may be in an industry that's everywhere, but you can't find work in your particular market. You have to start being more flexible. Don't waste away your life because you can't find anything in Omaha, Nebraska, or St. Louis, Missouri, or Jacksonville, Florida. Expand your area. Start being more flexible. Believe me when I tell you, I talk to candidates all the time. They're, well, I really want to be an operations manager is what I want to do. I'm stuck in this senior project or whatever the situation is. I said, great. Okay, great. Well, if you don't want to stay in Cleveland, then you're not going to fit this particular opportunity I called you on. So what areas are you open to? Well, I need to stay in Cleveland. It happens all the time. And it could be in Mobile, Alabama. It could be in Seattle, Washington. It could be in Los Angeles. I don't care where it is. So be not only be flexible, be realistic about what you want and what you need to do to get it. Now, yeah, I'm not telling everybody to move. I'm not saying you have to. I'm saying be flexible. Flexible on the type of companies. Flexible on the type of positions. Flexible on the locations. And flexible, yes, on the money. You only live once, right? So make it count. Do you really want the dream career you tell everybody you want? Huh? Do you really want that dream career? Then you have to be willing to do what it takes to get it. Do you know why? Do you know why I'm telling you this tonight? Do you know why I'm doing the show on this? Not that people not being flexible drives me crazy, because it does, but the reason why you have to be willing to do what it takes, the reason why you have to be willing to do what it takes is because your competition's going to do that. Your competition is. Sometimes just being a little bit more flexible will get you what you want. I'm not telling you to settle. Just the opposite. I don't want you to settle. I want you to be more flexible. Are you settling right now for something less in your career because you're not flexible? Think about it. Have you missed out opportunities in your career? Have you missed out on things because you weren't flexible on either the companies or the position or the industry or the area or the money or the whatever? If you're too restrictive on the type of companies, positions, locations, compensation, you're making a mistake. You're making a mistake. Expand your job search. Get more flexible. And please be realistic. Don't lie to yourself. Don't say one thing and do another. Don't say you really want to be an executive, but you can't leave Oshkosh, Wisconsin, where there's only one company there, and you're not related to the owner. All right? Don't do that, right? See, I'll go to the end of the world to get what I'd move anywhere, just about, where the taxes are low, lower, where there's opportunity. It has to be nice. I get all that. But you have to think about what being in the right position does for you. See, a lot of people tell themselves, "Well, I want to be a vice president. I want to be an operations manager. I want to move up in my career," but they're not willing to do what it takes. They're not flexible. They're not realistic. It's sad, really, when I think of the candidates that I deal with on a day-to-day basis, week-to-week basis, month, and on a yearly basis, that can do so much more. "Well, Mike, it's not all about money. It's not all about being, you know, an executive. I just want to work in my base." I get it. And if that's you, I'm not speaking to you tonight. I'm speaking to the people that want more out of their life and their career, but aren't willing to do what they have to do. And you have to, because you're the people you're competing with are doing this. Am I making sense on that? Flexibility is your key to a successful job search. Flexibility. Flexibility on everything. The more flexible you are, the better. When you hear people say, "Well, you're kind of overqualified," what are they saying? You're over the salary range. Okay? Whatever you're demanding is too high. I've never had a client ask me for someone less experienced. "Mike, can you find us someone with less experience? This is a very important division, so we want somebody with the least experience you can find." Come on. Of course they don't. All companies want more experience. I don't care if it's a waiter or waitress. The general manager of the restaurant wants somebody with experience, right? More experience, the better. Typically. So when you hear a company say that you're overqualified, that's code word for you're over the salary range. So what does that tell you? You need to be more flexible. Got it? When they say that be flexible on the relocation, some companies don't want to pay relocation costs, so you have to be flexible there. Be willing to chip in a little bit. Invest. I'm not saying to pay for all of it, but you know, do what you can, but hey, guess what? If I can get hired somewhere and I'm out of work and I can drum up, you know, scrape up the money through somehow, I'll do it. So I would be flexible on that. There's some companies that won't pay relocation. They're cheap companies. That's just between you and me, but they're very cheap. Maybe you shouldn't go to work for them. But so be flexible on the company. Maybe there's another industry you want to go into. Be flexible on the position. If you're a vice president or an operations manager or some high-level guy now, person, woman, whatever, guess what? Be a little flexible on that if you have to stay local. Be flexible on these things. Get in. Show them what you can do later. So flexibility is your key to a successful job search. Expand your job search out, get more flexible, and watch what happens. I hope this helps all of you out there with this issue. For more career tips, go to AskMikePalumbo.com. Good luck to each and every one of you. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Your Career with Mike Palumbo, a presentation of the Career Radio Network. For more career tips, go to yourcareerwithmike.com.